Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, June 16th, 2022. You know, you take a look at the landscape of events, and I just want to touch on this very briefly. The landscape of events, it's difficult to describe, I suspect, in a kind of a summary fashion of really everything that's going on. You've got food plants burning down. And of course, people will say, well, this happens in the course of a normal environment. Well, that is true, but not to the extent and not with the precise or the precision, I would say, of the specific hubs that are being taken out. So you've got food plants burning. You've got diesel fuel. That supply running out. It's deliberate, of course. You've got supply chain that is beyond, I mean, you talk about FUBAR. If FUBAR, as an acronym, you could put supply chain right next to it, and it would be synonymous. The powers who run who are above the political entities, are trying to bankrupt you at the gas pumps so that you can buy, you will drive electric cars that are trackable, that are that they can turn on and off at their whim. Or you can use public transportation, which, again, relying upon the government. And then they lie to you and tell you that you, of course, you have to mask up for things like monkeypox. And oh, by the way, in case you haven't heard, monkeypox, that's too racist. So we have to change the name of that. But I digress. So when you look out over the landscape of things, exactly what is, you know, what should we be talking about? Should we be talking about the election of the dog catcher down the street? I don't think so. I think that there are bigger fish to fry and bigger things to look at. But the problem then becomes when people look at the bigger picture or look at the sum of the parts, they freeze up because how in the world can this possibly be? And a lot of people will deny this. You know, we have seen, because, and let me give you this example. When you go over and you make a list, and this did appear at Zero Hedge, I don't know when maybe it's beginning of the year, or I'm sorry, maybe it's beginning of June or right around mid-June, the list of food processing plants and related incidents, you can see the magnitude of, and I'm going to put a new word out here to everyone, agricide, from agricide to genocide. For example, and I'm just going to touch on a few, just very briefly, because people will say, well, these, you know, pictures are, or links are, they don't exist. Well, do your own friggin' research, okay? Sorry, I get really irritated. Do your own research. You can do this. But, for example, firefighters in, a fire occurred at JBS Meatpacking Plant in Green Bay back on June 7th. 30,000 ducks were destroyed at Duck Farm in Berks, Pennsylvania back on June 2nd. You had a Saturday night fire destroying a poultry building at Foursome Farms on May 29th. Oh my goodness. May 31st, 3 million chickens destroyed by fire at the Foursome facility in Stockholm in Township, Minnesota. You've got train derailments, for example. Let me just see here. Train carrying limestone derailed in Jensen Beach, Florida. You had 57,000 turkeys destroyed on a farm in Dakota, Minnesota. You want me to go on? That, by the way, happened in May. I mean, I can continue. 79,000 chickens were destroyed at Duck Farm, Berks, Pennsylvania, I mentioned. additional turkeys, and now we are moving into cattle. And there was a recent, in fact, if you want to play this without the sound, folks, I would direct your attention to the screen. This, Steve Quayle is going to be coming on. We're going to be talking about this. This is in southwest Kansas. 3,000 head of cattle are lie dead there. And if you're watching this on Rumble or Brighteon, you can see the images. This is taken, it's the attribution is on the lower right of the video. And you can see the cattle. These are beef cattle now. And I didn't know this, the difference. You could tell the difference between beef and milk cattle by the colors and such. See, I'm a city boy, right? But these are beef cattle. And of course, people have responded in the social media realm. Well, now hold on a second. It's because of the heat, or it's because of there's no water. And this is fake because they're all lined up. And this really isn't in America. This is in China. And on and on and on. This denial, when it's right in front of your face, here it is. And again, the narration or non-narration, the facts on the video. Hey, bovine respiratory disease, that could very well happen. Or who knows? Maybe again, maybe it's the heat. Maybe it's what? Nobody knows. Oh, really? Well, necropsies, or the autopsies of animals, of course, would answer and will answer that question. But will we ever get to the truth of this? Because isn't it funny, just like the baby formula shortage, right before that, you had four of the maggot billionaires, in my view, okay, Bill Gates and others, creating this goop, this bio goop in place of formula. And of course, you have this the same overlapping maggot billionaires who believe that they want to run the planet. They do run the planet, right? Creating this false goop meat for protein because they want you and me to eat bugs and our kids to eat bugs for protein while they have their fillets, while they themselves enjoy their ribeyes. Okay, and you think that this is just a bunch of BS. Okay, well, we bring the receipts, we bring the facts, and Steve Quayle has them. And of course, we've talked about this in the past. So we're talking about agricide to genocide today with my good friend, my brother, Steve Quayle, who really has, at least in my view, is one of the only people. And again, I go back to my research, my investigation over the last two decades that I've been awake. And of all the people, he's identified pretty much everything that we're talking about then. He identified it then as to happening now. And so it brings me great pleasure to bring on Steve Quayle. Now, the pleasure is not what we're talking about, but the fact that this guy, Steve Quayle, I say this guy, I apologize, that he knows what he's talking about. Folks, go to stevequayle.com. That's stevequayle.com. Make sure you bookmark that website. And make sure that you read, check the headlines every day, check the alerts every day. And hey, for extra credit, if you really want the inside scoop, sign up for his private intelligence briefings. I'm telling you what, you will get information weeks and months ahead of everyone else. And that is at gen6.com, SQ private briefing subscription. It's an annual basis. And if you're serious about, if you're serious about this, you're going to want to sign up for the year. So there it is. And that's the truth about what's really going on. And that's at gen6.com. Also accessible via stevequayle.com and the link off of hagmanreport.com as well. So with me is Steve Quayle. Steve, that's my introduction. Brother, what do you have to say about all of this?
Well, first of all, Doug, I want people to understand that actually there's a History Channel program called Skinwalker Ranch. And they're documenting in real time the same type of incidents involving cows, usually singular cows, but involving weird deaths of cows and always related to a UAP or an orb, a UAP, unidentified aerial phenomenon. Let's just call it what it is. An orb is a craft of some kind. Now, I reached out to one of my science friends and science guy, and I want people to see what Eric is going to put on the screen because I'm going to discuss it at large, okay? The first thing is something is killing us. It's a directed energy weapon beam. We won't go through all the stories and everything. Get to the bottom line. The thing that is so problematic, and Eric, if you would put up that statement, the very first one, these cattle are being killed by energy weapons, which interrupts the heartbeat and breathing of the animals. That is why there's no bleeding from them as they are dying. Terrible way to die, but is how Lucifer chose to wipe out a few million head of cattle. You say, wait a minute, we're only talking to, thank you, Eric, we're only talking about 3,000 cattle. No, we're not, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that I think is critical for people to understand, you can deny until the day you die, and that day is accelerating. People have got to understand the technology exists for invisibility. And when I say invisibility, I'm not talking, you know, science fiction stuff. I'm talking science faction stuff. You can look it up on the internet. It exists. But all these are being hit by directed energy weapons. Now, listen to me. We have been able, by the grace of God, through a multi-year expensive project that the Hagman listeners, Doug, your listeners, my listeners, our clients, our customers have supported us, or this kind of information couldn't get out there. But ladies and gentlemen, we have produced glyphs. We have produced a dictionary, and we have been able to read the messages that are sent. And I want people to hear this. This is truly being orchestrated by Lucifer in all dimensions, in all parts of the world, because he's getting ready to prepare the son of perdition to come on the world stage. Now, this is really hard for people to believe. But back in March, Doug, we showed a couple of, a couple of really important fallen angel language transmissions that were intercepted. I won't go into the details. And by the way, I don't know how to read all this stuff. I'm not that logical, sequential, but some of the smartest linguists, computer analysts worldwide joined in this project when they heard about it through different people. And I don't know them by name, nor have I ever asked to, but the proof is in the pudding. So Eric, would you put up the first one of the angelic glyph interpretations? And this is something you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, whether you believe it or not. We're told in the Bible. Now, if you're a Christian, you should probably believe if God says something in the Bible, it's realistic. Well, God doesn't say anything about cattle being destroyed by, TR3Bs or 4Bs and that are cloaking. No, but he says that this time period we're in is going to be the most seductive and deceptive time period that's ever been on earth. There's nothing to even liken it to. And because of the reasoning that I believe is wisdom, we haven't released the entire angelic alphabet because, in essence, ladies and gentlemen, two things. Number one, I ran out of money. I'm not begging for anything. And when you've spent close to $1 million on this, it's something this, Doug, that it takes $1 million is hard money, but the soft money is, you know, literally in the tens of millions of dollars. Soft money is people that are worth their weight literally in gold, or worth their, you know, computer time in gold. But this is why it's important. So I'm going to read this. A special notice to all the legions assigned to North America. You are hereby instructed to increase the food loss ramp up. It should ramp so that all the people will blame the government, and especially Joe Biden. You are to report your new schedules by midnight tomorrow night. This was in, I think, March 15th. Now, Eric, let's go to the next one, if you don't mind. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible's clear. God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He also says, surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants of prophets. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I want people to understand this. This is why in March you were given some of this stuff. And I want to make it clear, Doug, and if I'm not being clear, stop me, interrupt me at any point. The order has been given to kill all the cattle in North America. Am I making that clear, Doug? I mean, can I make it any clearer?
No, I don't see how.
Yeah, I mean, no, seriously, I want to make it clear. this will not be a normal, well, bovine respiratory distress disorder. And Pumpkin said, well, look at it. It's probably just computer generated. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to make two choices really quick. Number one, you're going to have to choose to live. Number one choice. And number two, who to listen to. If I can give you explanations that are given to me by some of the brightest people in the world that are living out of the country, running for their lives, hiding out, and God has protected them, then you should at least take it to the Lord in prayer. Well, I don't believe all that negative stuff. Well, I'm sorry, but believe the empty shelves. Believe the YouTube videos where they're truckers who are telling you how freaking bad it is that they can't get freaking, obviously I'm using that word, they're using a different word, diesel fuel. The disconnect from reality has been the design implementation of the devil all along for virtual reality. And the metaverse is perverse. And we have been diverted by perversion, and perversion equals diversion. But the bottom line is, at the end, it's all about killing humanity. It's all about killing the animal life that God created and saw it. When God created, he saw it was good and he blessed it. It's time. And Doug, I love it when you say, you know, we've worn kid gloves so long that, you know, in essence, you know, I don't have a pair of boxing gloves, you know, but the bottom line is they're off. People either will start to think or they're dead men and dead women walking and talking. Oh, and by the way, before they die, they got to make sure they're dead men and women walking, talking, and squawking. You know, dead ducks, you know, discourse. So if, Eric, we could put up the second FA glyph. Now, this is global. It's not just the United States. By the way, there's a whole bunch of stuff on top of this. And Eric is doing this for screen sake, editing down to all European legions working on the food shortage and the famine project. You are ordered by Lucifer to accelerate the food loss and crop losses, as well as the energy losses for all of Europe. It's all by design. It's all orchestrated. It's all in play. And Doug, the word all means all.
That's right.
Somebody says, well, I can believe some of that stuff. You know, they're all over the edge. You're soon to be over the edge, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't take the times and the lateness of the hour. When you use words fear porn, doom and gloom, you're using neuro-linguistic programmed central intelligence agencies' mind control speech. The more you repeat it, the more you believe it. The more you believe it, you can't receive the truth because you've already been mind-controlled and programmed. That's why it's so critical that we read the Word of God, that we read the Scriptures, and even for you people that are atheists or agnostics, I don't believe in God. You better start at least believing the four horsemen of the apocalypse. When Dmitry Medvedev of Russia says the four horsemen of the apocalypse are riding, man, I wanted to call him, and I'm not a Russian agent, and say, would you please repeat that about six more times so the people in the world get it? And even, you know, Doug, former people that used to be my friends and used to be your friends, maybe they're still your friends, but they have separated themselves because they can't handle the ramifications of denying the obvious, okay? They're going to have to live with those ramifications. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing agricide. We're seeing farmers paid not to plow their fields. We're seeing fertilizer that's priced out of the reach of most farmers, except for the ultra wealthy. We're seeing farmers screaming, we can't make a living. That's the plan. Destroy the American farm. You destroy the American people. Kill all the livestock. And listen, I'm passionate. And I prayed before I went on here, and you know that, Doug, that God will touch the heart of people. What do God's people care about today? Where are the warnings from the pulpit? I'll tell you where they're at. They are non-existent because, and I got an email from one of our listeners, Robert, not no last name. God bless you, Robert. He said, Steve, why are the churches so blind they won't speak out against the vaccination or the clot shots or any of this? They won't tell the people famine. They won't tell. I'll tell you why. They're not preachers of the gospel. They're pulpiteers. They're paid pulpiteers. And the devil, we had a glyph right now, not now, and I didn't give it to you, Eric, But we had one 3 months ago that basically said, accelerate your destruction of the last remaining pastors in the American churches. Then 2 weeks ago, we watched them in real time saying they were mocking the Christians. They don't even believe the authority they have. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not only the laughing stock of, and it's a sad statement, we're not only a laughing stock of the world, but they who thought it would be harder are absolutely flabbergasted. So easy. Doug, by so easy means to take over what once was the viable restraining force. People who have faith, like the faith of our fathers, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors, shepherds, who were standing against evil. Now there's basically what I would call an implied whimper. I'll give you a good example of implied whimper. Oh, you know, things just aren't the same, and they're really kind of not like they used to be. Oh, brother, take over right now because I have to catch my breath and just recompose. We are watching the destruction of everything that our ancestors, our fathers, this country was built. Look, you can, and it's true, many of the founding fathers were deists. They did not believe in Jesus Christ. They were not Christians by definition, but they understood freedom. And I know a lot of them were Masons. I know a lot. And I know this country was brought forth. There's two purposes, God's purpose and the devil's purpose. Because when Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, he was saying, follow after me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the death of the Republic. And I categorically reject that America was ever set up as a democracy. It was never meant to be, and people bought the lie. I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible and with liberty and justice for all. There is no liberty and justice for all. There is no one nation. This is a divided nation. A house divided cannot stand. So we're talking about agricide. We're talking about the G word, genocide. And ladies and gentlemen, that word is missing in 99 freaking percent of all the talk alternative records out there. Kudos to Mike Adams. God bless him. Kudos to Doug Hagman. God bless him. And Nomi Prinz. I don't know Nomi, Dr. Nomi Prinz, but she used to be pretty much a liberal leftist by her own statement. And she's the first one to that's, I would say, on the level of public acceptance or acknowledgement that's used the word genocide.
I think you're referencing, Steve, minor correction here, Naomi Wolf. Okay.
Oh, Naomi Wolf. Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. Thank you for that.
No worries. Naomis. Yeah, yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah. And Doug, when you heard her say that, thank you for the correction. I'm on a roll and I got to.
No, I hear you, bro.
Go ahead.
Okay. So for the people out there who are listening and watching this, I just want to play this, and Steve, this will help you too, kind of recalibrate, catch your breath, because man, you said so much in that period. I want people to really understand that this, what we're seeing, and I think that you made this very clear, what we're seeing is this agenda, at the most evil agenda at play, using governments, using different assets here on Earth to really implement this war, this spiritual warfare on Earth. But if, for those who maybe aren't there yet, well, show me something more relevant to earthly, something earthly. Well, look at this. It's 45 seconds, I believe. Or I don't know how long this is. It's just a minute, maybe. This is about the diesel and farming issue. Yesterday, we played the first part of this, I believe. This is the second part of this. Just watch this and compare this to what you just saw. If you can't go there yet, at least go here. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So while sitting at my son's baseball game today, I got talking to another farmer, and I asked him, I was like, hey, what are you seeing on your side of things? Like, I've talked to everyone like nearest to me, but what are you seeing? And he said, you know what? We called to try and get diesel for this fall to lock in a price, and they're not even letting us. There is zero way for them to get a tank to lock in a price so they're not hit as hard this fall. They told them absolutely not, because they're anticipating diesel prices being $9.50 up towards to $10 to $10.50 by this fall. That alone, guys, to fill the tractors and the equipment needed to get the product out of the field is going to be astronomically bad all the way around. So understand, people are like, oh, plan ahead. We're trying. They're not letting us.
And that's it. They're not letting us. And that's by design. That's an agenda. And that's really what Steve's talking about. It's just, it's more than that, but it's that and more. So go ahead, Steve.
You know, Doug, if I was just saying this after the fact or at the time that we now live in, again, I can say this. It's just a matter of record and it's a matter of history. I started warning about this 27 years ago now when I started on talk radio. And actually, one of my first, I guess you would say, forays into the alternative news world was almost 35 years ago when I wrote a newsletter, Security and Survival Chronicles, warning about food and water. And I believe this, giving credit to where credit's due. The bottom line is that's the very first podcast broadcast, was broadcast in those days, I made on KHNC Johnstown, Colorado, was that the two most precious commodities in the time leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ that would basically be positioned, it would be very easy for people to see, is that water, potable water and edible food would be the two most precious commodities in the world. Now we see in AgriSide, we're seeing the weather control, geoengineeringwatch.org with Dane Wigington. If I could single-handedly walk the Nobel Prize over to Dane, I would. That's how much respect I have for him. Look, he is a prince of a man, dedicating his life, his fortune, his every waking moment to trying to warn people. But Doug, now, just as people are watching water, fresh water, it's interesting. There are places in the desert Southwest that have zero, you know, chance of getting any fresh water. Meanwhile, Montana's flooding. Yellowstone Park may be closed, parts of it, you know, indefinitely. We had the 1,000-year floods. Some people claim 500-year floods. Entire towns of Montana, Bozeman, by the grace of God, was not touched. Livingston was submerged. Red Lodge was submerged. Bridges out. You know, I mean, this is a big deal. You've seen it. I posted it. But there is a disconnect. And this is what I'm praying more than anything for, that they who still know that God loves his creation, that God loves the redeemed, will allow anybody to turn from their wicked way, repent, come unto him, be baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or in Jesus' name, because some people want to make sure they got it all covered. I salute them. But the point is that when all options are cut off for food, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? There's a, I don't know if we could play it, we probably couldn't, but there's a trucker that's saying it in no uncertain terms. He's showing a big truck stop, and he's showing, did you see it, Doug, that no diesel fuel. 18-wheelers lined up. Yeah. One of the glyphs that we had, a glyph is nothing more than an order from headquarters, Lucifer to his legions, a legion of fallen angels is 6,000, okay? 6,000 fallen angels to do this, to do that, to report to him directly. Every single thing we're seeing orchestrated, even to the point of gun control, and by the way, gun confiscation, we are at the point where all of the firearms are going to have to be either used or they will come and take them away under red flag laws. 125 million gun owners are scheduled to be with a signing of a pen, and that's another story. We'll get to that later. But the bottom line is that the red flag gun laws will be used against everybody who Kamala Harris, who already intimated it exists, a list of people, basically, they're going to come and they're going to get and they're going to take away and blow away. And again, I've been saying this since I went on talk radio years and years ago. They're not coming to take away your weapons. They're coming to blow away the gun owners. And that's what Ted Nugent, God bless Ted. God bless Ted and what he said about the traitors, the 10 Republican traitors. By the way, Doug, you and I did maybe a year ago, and I'm going to find the list that Australian intelligence released, and maybe it was taken off the internet, but somebody's got to have the list of all of the most powerful Republicans and Democrats that were taking money from the Chinese in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Both Republicans and Democrats.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. This? Yeah.
Yeah. I think someone sent me an email saying, I'll get the list for you, and I'll show you how much each one of them got. They think that their tracks are covered. You know, if you basically go from point A to point B to point C, launder it through T-bills, T-bonds, and T-notes, then take those T-bills, T-bonds, and T-notes, those are U.S. Treasury instruments, and then trade them for this, swap them for that, they think that somehow they're protected. But, Doug, let me ask you this, as an investigator, do you think people would even care if they knew that the, regicidal Republicans would take money from a foreign government, and that foreign government intends to invade and already has occupied, the Chinese already occupied the United States, our universities, our politics, everything. But would you believe that people would even care? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen the movie Red Dawn twice, and now we're faced with Red Dawn. We're faced with Russians in Nicaragua. We're faced with 25,000 troops in Nicaragua. How do you know that? Because the people that know tell me that. We're facing hypersonic Iranian missiles. Yes, they have them in Nicaragua. Oh, forget the missiles of the interregional ballistic missiles of Iran that are in Venezuela, or the Russian Tupolev bombers. Or any. And yet we watch the destruction, the disintegration. Now, this is critical. All this is in the fallen angel glyphs. All of it, Doug.
And you know, that to me, because when I first learned of the glyphs and the translation thereof, I the timing it was of God. I mean, it was just, it had to be. And just so people understand, because I'm sure people that are tuning into this that haven't followed us before on this subject, where do these glyphs appear? I mean, where do you find these? I'm just curious.
Well, no, that's a good question. There are, anybody who understands even sophisticated burst transmission, a burst transmission, if I say, hi, Doug, how's it going? And we talk about 6 months worth of our lives and we burst it and we can encode it. All that a glyph is using symbols. And in order to arrive at the translation of 40,000 out of 500,000 has taken 3 years. And how it is done is you take everything from Egyptian hieroglyphics, Mayan hieroglyphics, every symbol, every sign, every sigil, for instance, the Nazi swastika. Every swirl, if you will, or spiral, good night, what's the word I'm looking for? Stargate. And you take all those and you mash them. You have to set the computer programs up, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have to put them in the context of the original languages. That was a big deal. I mean, this whole thing is mind-blowing, but what was the most astonishing thing to me is this. From the start of the project, by the grace of God, by the funding of the project, by the grace of God, by the people donating their time who love Jesus, by the grace of God. Boy, only people who love Jesus donate that kind of time. And the bottom line is, and it's for this time, because what I'm saying is we were warned, and you know this, we were warned, and yet it's playing out. If it's so hard for people to believe that there are spacecraft that can literally be cloaked, that we've re-engineered, that our government has re-engineered. I don't want to make a statement. The term national security is a total cover-up and cover-over for the plans of Lucifer to control all the intelligence agencies of the world in order to bring about this global FUBAR that his man, the Antichrist, meaning in place of Christ, is going to come on scene. But they need the crisis. They need a World War III. By the way, World War III will be nuclear. It'll be over in a matter of days. It'll take maybe months to filter out. But the actual war is over in a matter of days. Actually, hours it's over. Days it will dawn on people. And there will be no, how should I say this? There'll be no turning away from it. But in order to initiate that, the one thing that is critical is a civil war. Doug, the left has put forth the term civil war more times than anybody who, quote, is on the right. And isn't it interesting, ladies and gentlemen, you don't see, except for fake, I don't want to use the word false flag, but what's another term you use for false flags where the powers that be initiate an action and blame a patriot group?
Well, I'm comfortable with false flag, but okay. I'm okay with false flag.
Okay, let's just say this. An illegal act and the perpetrators are law enforcement, yet they're blaming it on people that don't have any history of violence, even to the name. That whole situation
was misattribution. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's intentional misattribution to inflame.
There you go. Yeah.
Go ahead.
False flag means some people mean that, or they take it to mean that people didn't really die. Listen, those kids in Uvalde, Texas really died. I was in contact with a mortician. I was in contact with a SWAT team commander from another county in Texas. People in Texas made sure that I got information from people that know me in Texas. And that was a total, total misattribution. Those kids really died. So most people use the term false flag, meaning nobody was killed. That's not true. Misattribution. And even the name was hokey, and jumping to the Idaho situation. Isn't it weird? They all wore face masks. They all wore the same kind of sunglasses as the operators in Washington, D.C., the 80 of them, who, by the way, the government won't reveal their identities. Maybe under oath they will. But what I'm saying is that there's certain things that stood out. Even the name came right out of, you know, let's throw a bunch of names in a hat, or a military helmet, and come up with a name for this group that's trying to overthrow or trying to interfere with the LGBTQ. Again, all the perversion is a diversion. This is the destruction of humanity, the genocide that is underway. Go to Uvalde, Texas. You have a special operations aircraft coming in from Fort Hood and basically landing in, the airport in Uvalde. Never happened before. They're on the ground for, I don't know, a total of maybe 5 to 7 minutes. Multiple shooters. This was told to me by a guy that's got 200 people under him in law enforcement. And there were reports of multiple shooters. The giveaway was the kids were shot in the face. I maintain that somebody that doesn't have any training with an AR-15 is going to shoot for mass, the body. When they were shooting for the face, they were shooting for effect. Isn't it interesting? Multiple shooters land, get off the plane, go do their murder, get back on the plane, and fly out. Never a record of that before. You have and I want to share this. This is why people have got to think. You've got a situation where a guy that was a dispatcher becomes the head of the police chief?
That's the head right. Police chief? Yes.
You've got a situation where the Uvalde cops were called. This again was told to me by the same guy, another county in Texas, that the Uvalde police were told to stay home that day. And if people don't understand that Uvalde, Texas is a, it's where I think the Border Patrol headquarters is.
It's BORTAC.
Okay. Tactical border, whatever it is.
But yes.
So all these things don't add up. As one guy who used to work for the NSA, he's gone to be a Jesus now, told me, he said, Steve, always remember when things don't add up, they're not meant to be. It's just like the whole Las Vegas shooting. That was Bravo Sierra that it was a one lone gunman. The lone gunman is the biggest batch of horse manure of all the stables and all the horse barns or horse facilities in the world. Yet people say, well, I don't see anything or smell anything funny. It's because they can't think anymore. I think it was either Goering. I believe it was Hermann Goering, head of the Luftwaffe, who said, it's a good thing for us that people don't think anymore. Well, the CIA took it even one step further. Bill Casey, you know, and we've quoted it. We'll know all of our efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. And people, when they lose, and listen, when the churches lost the preaching and teaching of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life, not the New York Times, okay? the hatred towards God, the God of heaven, his son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the World Economic Foundation, as expressed for Yuval Harari, you know, I wish that guy would go commit Harari Kari, you know.
I love that.
Bottom line is, I really do, but he will play his part because he said, we've cut the head off God. God is irrelevant. He mocks the God of heaven. He does. But he said an interesting thing, Doug. He said, now we have to dispose of the body. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah, I did. And I think people need to really understand the context of that, because I think that kind of people focus on the initial part of that statement, but they dismiss the rest of that. And that's important. Go ahead. I mean, continue with that, because, yeah, we need to. What did he mean by that?
Well, I know what he meant by that. The Christian church has been known as the body of Christ, Jesus Christ being the head. So by saying that we've taken off the head, meaning, and I believe that he is sinisterly brilliant, okay? Sinisterly brilliant. I believe he is the mouthpiece, if you will. Until the literal false prophet shows up, he is the closest thing to it. He's scheduling the execution of all Christians. And not a Christian church in America that I know. And look, I don't pay attention to, lie TV. I don't pay attention. I don't listen to the televangelists. I don't listen to any of that, okay? And more people will defend lying televangelists or evangelines. There's more. Well, I don't know if there's more male lying televangelists or female lying televangelists, but we'll just leave it at that. And by the way, my new name for those women is tele-evangelines, okay? If words truly are containers for thoughts, as much as symbols are references to multiple thoughts, then people have got to see that all the symbology, all the usage of words, all of the acronyms, LGBTQ, XYZ, transgender equals transhuman, great reset, in my opinion, great tribulation. And this is what people are missing. Now, why should they believe me? They shouldn't. But the idea is they should at least make the effort to check out the facts. You don't get 3,000 cows dying in the field, all hooves up. You don't understand the direct energy weapons. People dismiss the California fires when they were literally seeing cars cut in half. Ladies and gentlemen, you just go look up laser weapons. Do your basic homework. Doug, the only thing that'll get anybody's attention, I'm afraid, and this is really, how do I say this? Outside of those who know what's going on and prepared for what's going on to the best they can, the bottom line is that the band plays on, the people yawn, and they don't care.
You know,
they just simply don't care.
And you make a very valid point, because, folks, we can go back to JFK for an example. Okay, that magic bullet. People bought into that. Okay, one bullet causing 7 different injuries and 2 different people. Got it. Okay, and then comes up pristine on a stretcher. We'll buy that, right? I mean, okay. Because they said it. And then you go, I mean, everything in between. You go to Oklahoma City, from there to RFK, you know, hey, we got too many bullets over here at the RFK shooting in the Ambassador Hotel, which, by the way, was torn down, but okay. But that's okay. You know, somehow, we must have misheard or whatever. Yeah, eight shot weapon, 11 holes in the wood paneling and stuff. All right, there's that. Then you got the 93, and more in between, but 93 World Trade Center bombing, FBI involved in that. And then you got the 9/11, of course, or MIRB building too. I should add MIRB. And then 9/11. Steve, I was in New York City shortly thereafter, right after 9/11, and given kind of a quasi tour, and I hate to use that word, but behind the scenes. And When you see things, you see car, like, I don't know, you see a car 2 blocks away from Vesey Street, half burnt. I mean, seriously, half burnt. Car next to it, not burnt. And then the car next to that one, totally burnt. I said, how'd that happen? They're kind of, I don't know. It's just the way it happened. Funny things
all
happen
of the
that
steel,
way.
Yeah, and all of the steel and all of the physical evidence that would have been obvious that it wasn't jet fuel that burned. And we, you know, Doug, we let it go. People proclaimed and protested. We have everything from structural engineers, nuclear physicists. I remember when Ted Gunderson was alive, God bless him. I remember when he interviewed Michael Reconocido, who was an explosive weapons expert, I mean, a genius, who's in federal prison. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, that all of the evidence was destroyed. All of the steel from the World Trade Building was built into something else. But we're seeing the same thing now, the call for the demolishing of the Uvalde school.
Yep.
All of the mismatched information reeks of absolutely a manipulated event for the purpose of bringing about the destruction of the Second Amendment rights. Doug, this is what I got to make sure people understand. These are cold-blooded freaking murderers that are shooting. It wasn't the lone gunman. Look, people who understand any form of military training, especially spec ops, they're going for the head. They're going for headshots. Snipers always, you know, one shot, one kill. And the thing that's important to remember is this stuff is designed for one single purpose, to take away the Second Amendment rights. Now we're hearing the red flag laws. We got to get into this.
Yeah, too. I want to ask you, Steve, I want to ask you one question about this. Preceding the red, you're going into red flag laws, okay? Well, you know what? Let me back up and go ahead and go into red flag laws, and I'll ask a follow-up question. You may cover this in this dissertation. Go ahead.
Well, I think you better ask your question because, you know, I don't want to be like Ricochet Rabbit all over the place. Go ahead.
All right. So here's, and I asked this question this week. Here's the situation. Right now, there's 120 firearms for every 100 Americans. You can do the math. So you've got like a lot more firearms than you have Americans. But okay, right, exactly. And now you're watching the purchases go up every single month, making new records and such. And here's, you said something before about like the invasion, the threat from without, the invasion of the United States by China and by Russia. My question at that point was, how could, for example, a country like China think, okay, we're going to invade America? The one thing that would stop me, if I was I'm not a military guy, but I think, okay, man, there's a whole crap ton of guns there, man, and people with guns, and you know, I don't want to be that guy going in there and facing all those angry people with weapons. So how would that, so do they need to disarm us first, or does it matter? Go ahead.
No, they have to disarm us first because that's China's continual pressure point, as I'm understanding it, and from those who are on the payroll. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, when I talk about payroll, I'm talking about people who are the biggest mouthpieces for the Democratic Party and some of the biggest mouthpieces for the Republican Party, getting $250 million, $250 million. You know what their number one demand is from China? Disarm the American people.
Yep.
Now, if you want to know who rolled the 10 Republicans that just rolled, I'm telling you, somebody, it's not me, I don't have access to that, but somebody I know who has access to that can lay out. And ladies and gentlemen, this is new information. Doug, nobody followed up on all of the Republican senators and congressmen and officials in the intelligence agencies getting big money from China. So back to the disarmament point. They're going to use the red flag laws. Kamala Harris is on record as stating they had, and then maybe it's more now, 125 million Americans. Isn't it interesting that kind of equals the number you just put out there for guns? A firearm is no better than the training behind it or the will to use it. Can I say that again? A firearm is no better than the training behind it and the will to use it to defend your life, your family's life. And that, again, is why, you know, John Dysland's Nehemiah Strong book is so important. The thing is that I believe that they're going to use the red flag laws against everybody other than the politically correct will get to keep their guns. But you'll have anonymous tips that you or I or somebody threatens somebody. I've never threatened anybody in my life, nor will I. But the will to use a firearm has got to be there to defend your life, your family. Forget liberty and justice. Those are concepts that no longer exist in the public psyche, but only in the individual psyche of the veterans who are willing to lay down their lives, the veterans who did lay down their lives, the law enforcement who hasn't rolled over, the people that took their oath seriously. But Doug, if you notice the timing of all this, even Lucifer's wickedness, and never lose track of the fact, nobody can outthink the devil. Jesus has defeated the devil, but his people won't step into the battle. And the thing is, and there are some that do, mostly women that fight as intercessors. I'm not saying, I would say this, based on my experience of 51 years in as being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, I would say 2/3 of those who are in spiritual warfare are women at least. 2/3.
All right.
So what you're saying is this, and this is your question, do they need to take away the guns first? That's their number one goal, okay? You cannot, and I don't know how many times myself and everybody in alternative news has put up, everybody's put up how many people died under a communist takeover. We're talking tens and tens, hundreds of millions of people. That's the same plan for you or I. So we quote the Chinese in the white papers, Chinese General Hao Shan, I think it was 2015, made the statement that some people would call it immoral, but to we, the Chinese, we believe it's our manifest destiny. They use manifest destiny, but they use another word, our destiny, to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. Does that maybe want to make you use the word freaking insane, that people won't take that seriously? Or let's jump forward into last year, I don't know, 6 to 8 months ago. I know what I'm talking about. Go look it up. Xi Jinping makes a statement. We defeated America with our bioweapon. Now the mainstream press goes, oh, there's so much concern. Was it really a bioweapon? You bunch of bastard whores in the mainstream press. You knew it was. You are accomplices to the murder of tens of millions of people, and people still read your horse manure daily gazettes. Doug, we are in an age of irrational unscientificism, if that's a word. There is no public discourse, scientific, and even on the Second Amendment. When I hear people saying, we got to do something, tell me what that means. And I leave it in this. You've asked me the question. Every man will know there's a time. My suggestion is the red flag moment is that point in time. And I would say this. It's fair to ask your sheriff, in a non-controversial way, or your police chief, will you, or the governor, we're in a red state, Montana, are you going to allow the enforcement of federal red law seizures of guns if it becomes on a federal level? Whatever state won't, that's the state, you know, I intend to move to. I do. You know, here's the thing.
We have to survive, Steve, I think.
And I may be gone by then. Look, here's the thing. I'm gone when God says, come up hither, you know? You're gone when God said, it's out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. These are what I call moments of mercy. When you hear Ted Nugent telling the truth, these are my words, not his, but these are freaking communist traitorous bastards who have destroyed our country and are making 250 million people. They're just writing them off as dead because that's what the Deagle report says. And don't tell me that doesn't exist. Don't tell me that wasn't related to the Rockefeller Foundation. It's too late to deal with the origin of the Trilateral Commission. People get mad at me because I won't talk about the Committee of 300. I'm talking about you may have less than 300 days on life on Earth. And this is why it's so critical. And Doug, I want to make this plea because, again, Tina at the Satellite Store has been so gracious to the Hagman listeners and to Mike Adams and my audience. The Bivy Stick, okay, there are no more satellite phones now. They all sold out. But the Bivy Sticks are available, and there's only a couple hundred of these left. You know, when I said that, you better get them. They're going to be gone. A Bivy Stick goes satellite to Bivy Stick. You don't need your cell phone. Your cell phone is used. I don't have mine here. Your cell phone is used as just the keypad to send the text. This is only text. There you see them on the screen. Thank you, Eric. And you can call, you know, the satellitephonestore.com or sat123.com and get these. They're like $69, I think, now per month, and you get Galileo. And we were so effective with Galileo that we had to switch platforms, you know, to get the Bivy Stick because they were seeing something they never imagined. Can you believe this? They were seeing the use of a satellite phone as a satellite news early alert warning system. So what we've been graced with is because of the generosity of the Satellite Phone Store people is easy. Get them free, $69.95. Tina, who I've known for 10 years, and by the way, I can't say all, but the majority of people being rescued out of Afghanistan are due to the ability to coordinate the synchronization through specific donations made by the Satellite Phone Store. I'll let you figure that one out. And I know that to be a fact. How do I know it to be fact? Because I'm involved in it.
Yeah, I can second that. So,
you know, yeah. So here's the deal. The Bivy Stick, you know, I don't care if I can hear someone's voice. I have a satellite phone. I know a lot of people do. But I'm making sure I have redundancy. You know, I want to make sure that if somebody said, you know, unfortunately, let's make it me, you know. You know, Quayle went to be with Jesus. He got blown away. You know, I rebuke those words. I'm not bringing a curse on myself. But let's say that happened. You know, somebody can send that message to Doug. Doug can send it out. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can't believe the hassle that has come up against you being told and being able to have the ability to be told. If you go to sat123.com or the satellitephonestore.com, look for the Bivy Stick. There are other satellite phone companies, but this is the biggest one in the world. I personally will vouch for them. If you've got problems, let me know. I think I've had three problem requests or issues, and I'm not the guy to teach you how to use this stuff, but this is what's interesting. You've got two-way text messaging, dedicated check-in button. You can let your loved ones know you're okay. You know, super lightweight. You know, it's, what, half the pack of cigarettes pretty well. I don't smoke, so I don't even know if that's accurate. USB charging, 100% global satellite coverage. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the ideal thing, $69 a month. Now, those of you who recognize that your satellite phone, your cell phone is nothing more than a homing beacon for whoever wants to whack you with whatever form of technology. So you've got to understand that the Bivy Stick is not requiring a satellite phone signal. It's only required is a Bluetooth connection between your handset and this little device here. So it's critical. And I just talked to Tina about 2 days ago, and she said, Steve, even the satellite phone companies can't meet their contractual obligations. The Bivy Stick companies we're getting everything they produce, 500 a month. So ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you, and this will probably be, you know, just what I'm saying. We'll come on and say, thank those of you who took advantage of the Bivy Stick, because they're no longer no way available. Again, it is a satellite communicator. You do not need a cell phone tower. If the power goes out in Texas and somebody in Texas wants to text me, good double alliteration there. The bottom line is that I can respond back to them and they can respond to me. So again, get them while you can, $69.95 a month, and they're free 1 year. And Tina said, Steve, We're not going to cut anybody off. By the way, she believes in the people of God knowing what's going on at all time. Whether the people of God even care what's going on now, let alone the future. That's another point, Doug. But I'd like to believe that our combined mutual and individual outreaches are reaching a lot of people worldwide.
Yes.
And again, you and I have just been blessed to have some of the best listeners worldwide. That's not flattery. I believe the people that have listened to all of the combined experts, private briefings. The neat thing about private briefings is those are off the charts with intensive information. But I want to share this. A lot of people are like pack rats. They want more information. They want more information. They want more information. That's the number one email I get that I don't respond to. Can you send me more information? Nope. Because that everything I do is on my website. And so if they can't figure out what is the vehicle for more information, I don't have a time. And I don't, this isn't mean, this isn't snotty, this isn't high-minded. But the more people panic, and I don't know if you're getting this, Doug, I'm getting daily now up to a half a dozen things. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do?
Yeah.
It's too late to give them advice. It's too late. I do this. Not all the time, but sometimes I lay my hands on the screen and say, Jesus, only you can help this person. They're beyond human help. And I can't say anything unless you give me something to say. But I'm not a counselor. And that brings me up to something that we got to talk about. By Monday or Tuesday at the latest, you're going to see the announcement where people can sign up for the next Expedition Continues on the Hagman platform. The people that are going to be signing up for that, and it will play, you'll be able to watch everything probably no later than the last week in July. You'll see the trailer. We have established provenance authenticity beyond anybody's ability to rebuke us, lie, steal, or mock us, because we used some of the most sophisticated GPR, ground penetrating radar, geo radar. I think we had 11 different devices in the field, stuff that could define had the soil been disturbed and any of these artifacts or relics basically pre-planted. One guy's so famous that even the UN wants him. And now this is interesting. The United Nations wants him to teach them how to go out and find these artifacts to beat us to it. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's in the guy's telling us, he said, you guys are finding them now. They want to find them later. What's everybody after? They want to control the alien narrative. And those of you who watch the congressional representation of the alien, and all this is in the presentation, the Hagman, those of you who will sign up, the Q files, the Q briefings people, and the platform isn't up yet. It'll be up by Monday where you can sign up. It's going to be mind-blowing. Now, a lot of people say, well, you use a lot of words and don't produce. Nobody in the history of the world has produced the Glyphtionary. Not even the top, and I'm saying this to the glory of God. God loves his people to warn them ahead of time. But he knows better than any of us. Obviously, I mean, that's an understatement. But he said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because he doesn't present it, but because they don't believe it. Unbelief, unbelief, unbelief rules the day. And if that doesn't do it, the lying devils in the pulpit will take your last opportunity for salvation away outside of the grace of God. In other words, you don't need to go into an Ichabodtorium. An Ichabodtorium means the glory of the Lord has departed, but an auditorium where people that have no chance to hear the true gospel of Jesus Christ integrate in their life, let alone live it out and take the authority that God's word has given to us all. The bottom line is this platform, the Hagman Report, you guys are going to see stuff that's 6,000 years old. You're going to hear the story of the greatest cover-up and cover-over of history. Even 76 years ago, people were identifying the Smithsonian cover-up and cover-over. 76 years ago.
That's amazing to me.
76 years ago. And ladies and gentlemen, even back then they were able, at least probably 40 years ago to get carbon 14 dating. The artifacts went back 6,000 years, and then they talked about the indefinite period. You're going to see pre-Adamic. That means prior to the creation of Adam and Eve. Oh, I don't believe that. That's heresy. Then you don't know what Genesis 1, 1, 1, 2 even means, let alone Genesis 6.
Yep.
So, Doug, people are going to see stuff that outside of the, you know, you and I and Eric, obviously our film editor, our film cameraman, who, by the way, has been to Peru, has been to, the desert Southwest with me. He's in a pit 8 feet deep, hand dug. And he said, Steve, if I hadn't been there when they withdrew the stuff, he said, I was kind of skeptical. He said, there's no question. So, Doug, we have presenting, and I hope I'm clear. Go ahead and step in. We're going to present to the people who sign up, because those are the ones who are supporting us. Those are the ones that made this possible. Ladies and gentlemen, when you stand with us, you're making history. You're making history. And you can know that God is using you. Look, somebody says, well, you're always doing stuff for money. Yeah, it takes money to do this.
Well,
but
yeah.
Everybody, Doug, and you know this, go ahead and address this. Well, everybody to a man or a woman said they said, we're blown away at what you gave us for the money. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so a couple of things. If it doesn't happen on Monday, the release, it's all right. By Thursday of next week, when you join us, it'll be live. And in other words, the registration page will be there. So if it doesn't happen right on Monday, don't worry about
it. Thank
okay.
You.
Okay. So now, but the content, which I'll just take a moment here because it really fried. I mean, what I saw, it blew my mind. And I was talking to Steve and it says, hey, it blew my mind too. And I've been doing this and I know. So it is going to, I'd like to do this. I like to under promise and over deliver. And I'll tell you what, this delivery is going to be one mega delivery when you see this. And it's going to be comprised of a PDF and a video on demand. But just hang on, okay? Because the products are going to meet. And then we're going to have some conversation as well built into that. So within the video on demand. So it's all going to be good. But yeah, this is something, and this plays into, and getting back to like current day.
Yes.
This plays into the because why do you think those hearings, congressional hearings, were held in May of this year, the aerial unidentified aerial phenomenon, and I have to say this too, and I can't remember under which why I was talking about this, but there's a channel, I think it's a YouTube channel, Behavioral Panel. There's four guys who are top in their field at reading body language. I'm telling you, they are the best. That's right. In fact, a couple of authors and interview interrogation, they went through, and among other people, they took the top national leaders from the United States and elsewhere, but specifically U.S., people like Obama, people like Trump, other presidents, and people in the intelligence community, they went over the interviews when they were asked about the unidentified aerial phenomenon. And to the person, to the man, everyone was found, and this is through micro-expression, body language assessment, and such, to the person, they found that everyone was withholding information. In this case, but why would they be doing that? Is it for national security reasons? No, not so much. It is because of what we're talking about today, the information and the great deception of how this is all going to play out, because there will be a savior, right? But it's going to be an anti-Christ or in place of savior to save us from all this evil, so to speak. I don't know if I made sense, Steve, but you know what?
Yeah, you nailed it. And here's the thing. None of us, there's no man on earth, I want to say this again, that can second guess the sinister depth of evil of Lucifer, who rebelled against God, who basically took a third of the angels of heaven. I don't know how many that is. People want to tell me, well, do you think that's 3,950,000? You know, I don't care. All I know is this, two-thirds of them are on God's side. And one of the things that's important, Doug, the greatest deception in the history is going to take place. Lying signs and wonders. If you can cloak a ship, and in this case, Eric, do you want to put up that other one, the talking about the TR-4s, Tango Romeo 4 Bravos? Everybody has seen at least a video if they're interested in UFOs. They've seen the manifestation of three lights in a triangle, and then usually a light in the center, and then the three merging into one and the thing disappearing. These are some of the most reverse engineered, supernaturally evil, technologically advanced weapon systems in the world. And the TR-4s, which is an upgraded version, are out there. And the majority of the nations have them. And if this is interesting, Doug, Lucifer makes sure that the balance of energy is, basically distributed. So if one steps out of line, one country, or goes against him, he has the other countries blow him away. So I'm going to read this TR-4B, that's Tango Romeo 4 Bravo, energy weapon tuned for the task. Now, it can wipe out people just as fast, but then Lucifer misses hearing the screaming and weeping you get with war and gory death. Remember, Lucifer wants people to die, and always remember this while in hell. Not only, and where the worm dieth not. See, people don't want to deal with hell. Well, that's all that hellfire and brimstone. Yeah, that's why we talk about it, so you don't end up there. Most of the people who are pulpit personalities don't talk about hell. Now, the weeping of those who waited by saying to themselves, I can party and sin today and repent tomorrow. There will be hundreds of millions of people like that won't have a chance. The weeping and wailing of the millions of people who, even while facing death, denied Jesus. I tell people, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus, for those even not acknowledging him a prophet, he doesn't lie. But when he talks about in hell, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the worm dieth not. And this is really critical, this. What Lucifer wants is for the people to suffer, but also remember that Jesus bore all our sins and took the pain and suffering for each and every one of us, regardless of size, upon himself to give us the opportunity for salvation. But he will not force anyone to believe. And this is the one that blows my mind. This is the gospel in relating to all this supernaturally wicked, evil stuff. He even suffered for those who rejected salvation, because all the sin and suffering, the pain. You know what's interesting, Doug? This is a mind blower. In the Bible, it's very clear that the tears of the righteous are stored up. And in heaven, we're promised that God wipes away all the tears. One of the greatest downloads I ever had in my entire life, 51 years, was in the shower that prompted me to write the book, Tears, an Ocean of Emotion. And what was shown to me is this. Imagine everything you've ever smelled, seen, touched, heard, experienced, you know, every emotion that's contained in your tears. And when you're under the blood of Jesus, all the agony, all the sin that's covered by the blood of Jesus, if you accept him, they all are wiped away. In other words, the memories, behold, the Lord God speaking, he makes all things new. That's the word of God. That's not me. That's the word of God. Yet contrast it to the damned. The damned, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth where their worm dieth not. And that's a whole nother subject. It has to do with DNA, has to do with the corruption of DNA, et cetera, et cetera. But in hell, the weeping and gnashing of teeth is a constant reminder, not only of the present torment, of the past torment. And everybody who goes to hell will have a release from hell at a certain point. That's when they stand before the living God at the great white throne judgment. The great white throne judgment. And all those who rejected Jesus, all those who rejected the Spirit of God saying, I'll forgive you. They'll see the glory and majesty. They'll see the heavenly host. They'll see the courts of heaven. They'll see sounds, hear sounds and see colors that don't exist, that human tongues can't even. They'll see those dressed in righteous robes. And then they'll hear those most faithful words ever spoken in eternity. depart from me, ye who work lawlessness. Depart from me instantly. I don't know how long it takes because it's an eternity, so time isn't relevant. But instantly, from that to that, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the worms dieth not. When I got the revelation of that, to my knowledge, and maybe there are others, I kind of did some investigation. I couldn't find any reference to that. In essence, and I want you to make sure I'm being clear, but if people understood that I'm just dead, it won't bother me anyway. No. The pain that causes those to take their life is a pain they end up with. Jesus can take away the pain. The Catholic version or Catholicism of purgatory is false. It's false. You can use it as a doctrine to control people. There's still some hope. And, you pay the right guy, you get out of there. Do you really think heaven will be happy or Nancy Pelosi will be happy in heaven? She ain't going to go there. Because we know what it takes. We know the Democrats have made war on God. And then the hypocritical Republicans, the regicidal Republicans are, playing the God card. All they want, and so did President Trump do this, all they want is the Christian vote.
That's true.
And most of them who want the Christian vote are working behind the scenes to destroy the Christians. This is what we're fighting for, Doug Hagman. This is what Mike Adams, this is what everybody, whether you like Alex or not, whether you like me or not, that's not the issue. The issue is we present it. We've laid out for decades of our lives what these days would be like ahead of time. As one of the critics of mine says, what's he ever been right on? Well, there's a book called Midnight Strikes that will tell you about 38 things that happened. I give the glory to God. You see, this is the interesting thing. I know and pass on to everybody, a man has nothing except he receive it from above. And somebody says, well, who does Quayle think he is? Well, my answer is Quayle knows who he is. A forgiven sinner, the rankest of sinners, who is absolutely covered under the blood. And I'm a human. I'm fallible. I'm not infallible. I absolutely am throwing myself on the mercy of God. But I'm also trying to prevent those from going to hell, because I saw hell, Doug. I didn't see the devil. I didn't see the people in torment. But I heard their screams. It was like black asphalt was in me, and I was falling because I couldn't believe in hell. After I had seen Jesus in the flesh, after all the miracles, I couldn't believe in hell until I was weeping. And I said, help me, Lord. If it's biblical, show me. And immediately I was falling into hell. The scream of the damned, now I want people to hear this, is something you can never forget. There's total hopelessness. There's total despair. But what was interesting to me is it was the darkest, most foul smelling, yet it was the most, and I guess this, hopeless existence that one could ever embrace. There was no hope. There was a sense of finality that you could not get out of. And this is why this last, if you will, period of time, I don't know how long it'll last, but I know this, we're seeing right now, a lot of people say, well, when the great tribulation comes, that's when the billions of people die. Oh, really? Mm. You think the devil doesn't know biblical prophecy is jumping the gun? Do you think the devil doesn't just delight in the denial of God's people, number one, who they are? Oh, yeah, you can't know who you are if you deny who Jesus is. Oh, yeah, you can't know who Jesus is if you deny who God the Father is. What I'm trying to tell people is evil is not predicated upon a time frame of people that say, well, you've got to have this many months, you've got to have this many months. I believe in the 42 months of the tribulation. I don't believe in 7 years. That puts me at odds with a lot of people. But how do those people express the fact that it's believed that 220 million people took the vaccine, unproven, unscientific, young men, young women dropping dead. Justin Bieber, I know who he is. I don't listen to his music. Justin Bieber now has got facial paralysis. His wife, Haley.
Haley, yeah.
Haley. Blood immediately, after the vaccine, she had what, a blood clot in her brain?
Yep.
So what I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how much, and do you hear, Doug, and this is rhetorical, do you hear the pulpits in America saying, be careful, be careful, be careful, you know?
Just the opposite. Trust the science. Yeah. Trust the science. This is the science. Go toward the, not the light, but the vaccine.
Yep. So the thing is that people tell me, well, this doesn't happen until the Great Tribulation. I said, well, how do you handle the fact that Jesus said, in this life, you will have tribulations, and through many tribulations, you must enter the kingdom of God. What I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is it will be plain to everybody who's alive by this fall. When there's no power, there's no heat. When there's no food, you don't eat. When the water that you used to walk through with your feet is what you filter, if you've got a filter, just to stay quote unquote hydrated. Right now, Doug, in the Pacific Northwest, I'm not in the Pacific Northwest, I'm in the Rocky Mountains. The bottom line is that people are fleeing. I happen to have been, I want people to understand this. I got a glimpse of something. When Yellowstone Park closed its entrances, I was in West Yellowstone, headed to Utah for, some special stuff I had to have done there. And the thing is that I watched the panic, literally thousands of vehicles who couldn't go there, the ones that had come there, everybody was scrambling to go someplace because West Yellowstone is the west entrance to Yellowstone National Park. When I was driving down the Gallatin Canyon, we have a Gallatin River. It was as overflowing as I've ever seen it. But you know what? I watched a lady. She must have mistaken herself for one of the, Herschel Walker, trying to run in front of a dump truck coming down the road at 60 miles an hour. I'm not kidding you. Wow. Because everybody wanted to see this event. And it was pretty spectacular. By the way, I didn't stop. We kept going. But what was interesting to me is that was a glimpse, just a future glimpse of what it's going to be like when everybody panics. How do you get out of cities when there's no gasoline? If you got a diesel truck? How do you get out of it? When God gave me the vision 51 years ago, I don't mean to mislead, but 5 decades ago, I saw people fleeing from the West Coast, but they were walking, Doug. They were pushing garbage carts. And that was before the homeless adopted them. They were pulling Red Flyer wagons. They were pulling carts. They had horses. They had horse carts. But I didn't see any automobiles. I saw the roads that were cracked. I've been on record saying this. This isn't after the fact. And I want to give everybody a word on how to discern rightfully the prophecies that they're all watching on YouTube. If those people who are prophets are coming on as after the facts and they've never been right and they all of a sudden appear, disregard them. Disregard them. Because most people will accept any prophecy that says, fear not, there's going to be a mighty outpouring of this Holy Spirit. You're going to regain your country. You're going to get. And my answer is flee. The ratio in the Old Testament of real prophets to false prophets is 400 false prophets to every true prophet. That's pretty telling and compelling. If they haven't been on record before the fact, specifically, for instance, I've heard this. I'm not making fun of the Lord, and I'm just saying this. Thus saith the Lord, dark days are ahead. Now go look at the, dark days are here, especially if you can't get your favorite this, that, or the other thing at a grocery store. But put it into context. How long have they been around, and what has come to pass ahead of time that wasn't news at the time? Do you hear what I'm saying, Doug?
Yes, I do. And hopefully everyone that does as well. Yes.
Yeah. And go ahead. I'm sorry. Step in because, look, you see it too, you know?
Well, no. The only thing that, I 100% agree with what you're saying, and I think that many people, how can I put this in the manner which it's intended? Many people will not read their Bible, but they'll flock to YouTube or whatever platform to see what the current prophetic utterances might be from people who may or may not be accurate or prophetic in the least. So, you know, to me, I look at the Bible, I'm thinking, okay, that's the inerrant word of God. So that's kind of my rock, my go-to for prophecy. And then, of course, now that's not at the exclusion of everything else. And by everything else, I'm not including everything else, but other things, I guess I should say. But you know, I think you're right. And I think that what we're seeing right now, and Steve, kind of just to bring us back to the current day, I really think what we're seeing right now is the prophetic, biblically prophetic events taking place that people have been expecting. And if you're expecting, look, it's going to get worse. Don't you see what's going on? I guess that's my question. Don't you see the famine that's being set up, manufactured? Don't you see how things are being orchestrated right in front of you? The genocide, the injecticide, the agricide, all of the sides, including and especially homicide, which it ultimately comes down to. Yet people are still saying, well, you know what, maybe, you know, I don't, they're holding on to different hopes. And what you mentioned, too, about people attacking the messenger and refusing to hear the message, I think that's a big thing that we have to really get over. What is the message? And does that person, if that person was in the court of law, and this is my standard, if that person was testifying under oath in a court of law, would that person be an appropriate witness? And I say that only because that takes away from the messenger and puts the information on trial, if you will, as opposed to the person giving the information, although there's a little of both, but primarily the information. And if the information doesn't wash, then that would reflect on the individual. That's all I've got to say, Steve. I don't know if I took us way out in left field or not, but there you go. I'll drop it in your lap.
If you take us out into left field, remember, I'm in outer space sometimes. and I mean, that's a compliment to you. But what I'm trying to do, Doug, is compress. And this, I'm sorry, is not a linear presentation. One guy kind of tried to be, oh, your brother in Jesus, stay focused. If I were any more focused, I'd be a laser beam and this screen would melt. I know I'm all over the place. Here's the thing. I know I have a given amount of time, okay? I believe time is shortening in a capacity that most people cannot embrace because they have their daily, let's call it ritual, their daily. They get up, they have coffee, they read, you know, go on the websites, hopefully mine and hopefully yours, and or listen to a podcast or go check Mike Adams out or check this or that out. But what I'm finding, Doug, is that, and I want to make this clear, you guys, Mike talks the talk and walks the walk. I'm finding a lot of people who are in the alt news that don't even believe what they put out and incorporate it into their lives. Well, I'd call that pretty much hypocritical. And I'd also say that it's no longer, how should I say this? We used to have this amount of time. Let's say 20 years ago, we had this amount of time. 10 years ago, we had this amount of time. 5 years ago, we had this amount of time. 2 years, you get it, 3, 2, 1. And now we have this amount of time. I don't know that period. Everybody thinks if you can't give them a time, a day, and a place, like, I'm just making this up, okay, I'm pulling it out of the air, but, you know, October 15th, okay, 2022. Well, you know, and I told you the answer. I believe God really gave me the answer when I was saying, Lord, I want the time to tell your people. And he says, Steve, because I honor free will, you will not know that time. And only the seasons of those who have ears to hear and eyes to see will recognize the season we are in. Okay, Jesus said that. He rebuked the people. He said, look, you look at the sky, it's cloudy. Look at the empty shelves, they're empty. Look at the dead cows, they're belly up. And it breaks my heart. And I mean this honestly. It breaks my heart. And I know the technology. I know what the devil's doing because I get to read the mail. And somebody said, why would you get to read the mail, not me? It's because I'm trying to be faithful after all these years of delivering the message and being faithful to my calling.
Steve, we are out of time, brother.
Thank you, brother.
I couldn't believe it when Eric said we're out of time. We are out of time. Good night, everyone. Wow.